Welcome back to the First Crack Podcast. Yeah, I am, as always and as infrequently, Gary Van Buren. This is First Crack number 121, drinking beer from a cat's butt. If you'll remember back in First Crack number 98, Sam Buchanan and I sat down and had a cup of civet coffee, Kopi Luwak, from Coffee Tea Limited down in South Minneapolis. Well, theme music by Jeremy Piller. I picked up a bottle of Michelob Beer Geek Brunch from the Danish brewer. Stout with civet coffee in it. Let's give it a shot. Surly's coffee bender has spoiled me, ruined me for coffee stouts. You know I'm a big fan of both coffee and beer, and done right, the two are fantastic together. Great combination. I have little interest in exploring additional coffee stouts with a no-name, regular, typical coffee, and you're in a stout. So I'm on a quest to find other coffee-beer combinations with different styles and different treatments. Different beans, right? Rather than saying, hey, we've just got coffee in here, give me what kind of coffee do you have in here? Tell me the story of the coffee. Is it an aged Sumatra? What is it? And one of the things, one of the combinations that sounds very tempting to me is a Maibock with a Indian Monsoon Malabar. I'm not sure when that will happen. If you know of a place that's already doing that, hey, send it my way, because that's probably, you know, that would done well, if that's possible. I don't even know at this point. That sounds fantastically tasty. It sounds musky and dirty and earthy and bright and flowerful. It just sounds like a, like sticking your head into a flower garden. It just sounds fantastic. Until that happens, I am, like I said, I'm still on this quest. So down at my local municipally owned liquor store, I picked up a bottle of the Danish, I can never tell if they're Danish or Norwegian on the bottle, Michelob.dk. is their domain name. Michelob Beer Geek Brunch. Imperial Oatmeal Stout brewed with coffee. As I've just said, I'm not excited about that, right? You've got to get me with more than just that. Weasel. Weasel, it says right there. Weasel. This Imperial Oatmeal Stout is brewed with one of the world's most expensive coffees, made from the droppings of a weasel-like civet cat. The fuzzy Southeast Asian animals only eat the best and ripest coffee berries. You know where I'm going with this. You know where this went, where this came from, and we've already had this conversation. And now it's in a beer. And now it's in my glass. Let's give it a shot. It's taken me a moment to process this. Let's take a good oatmeal stout. And this is a good oatmeal stout. Rather than having the coffee flavors in and making the oatmeal stout more full, which one of the reasons why I'm not crazy about oatmeal stouts anymore is they, even the Guinnesses I've had here in the States, taste like flavored water to me. And this one, if you can imagine a circle, and the outside of that circle tastes like oatmeal stout, and the inside is just empty mesh. Just flat, and it's just, you just can't taste anything. Except maybe a thin, thin layer of oatmeal stout. And like the coffee bender, the coffee is inside of that circle, inside of that mesh. With this, Beer Geek Brunch, weasel. So very interesting, musky, earthy pooiness. Woody chocolate. Around the, it's like sort of like smeared around that circle in clumps and chunks and you know, like slapped on like stucco to that circle of oatmeal stout. Sweetness, probably the stout. And it's intense. It's not friendly at all. It doesn't want to be drunk. Yeah. Chewy. It just sticks there in the back of your in the back of your mouth. Like you got a like you're chewing on some sticky candy. Like a Starburst, like a chocolate Starburst stuck to the back of your teeth. Butter? Where is this butter coming from? Buttery, chocolatey Starburst stuck to the back of your teeth. But this is a beer we're talking about. I'm cringing. You don't even, you can't see this on the radio. I am cringing after every sip. I'm not sure why. I'm having a good time describing this to you. And thinking about the flavors I'm experiencing. But I'm still physically cringing every time it hits my tongue. It's because I had a bit of a sinus infection last week, and you know, taking some zinc and eating good breakfast and all that to try and get better more quickly, and the zinc tablets they just wouldn't go down. This beer is a little like that. It doesn't want to be swallowed. Like it doesn't want to be drunk. Because after you swallow it, that's when you taste it. That's when you taste it on your tongue. And it sits there. And I think we talked about this back with Sam and the when we did the civet coffee tasting. It's chunky. And it's got a lot of mouthfeel. Goodness. Like we said with the civet, I'm not sure if I'll pick up another bottle because it comes in a little over a 1 pint bottle, and I've still got about a third of it left. Actually, I've got a full pint left. Barely made a dent in my glass. I don't know if you need to pick up a second bottle. And it's also 11% alcohol. I'm gonna stop this now, and I'll see if anything else comes to mind. One last sip. There is a maple syrupness to this. Okay. We talked about this circle of oatmeal stout with that mesh inside with big chunks of globby stucco, chocolate stucco around it. You know, a ketchup squirts of maple syrup down the middle. That's this beer. Every sip.